following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, August 19th, through Thursday, August 25th, 2022. August 19th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, each day I come to your hearts with every grace you need towards your own sanctification. It is up to you to pray, to recognize, and to respond to the graces I am sending. If your time is filled with the material affairs of the world around you, it is next to impossible to recognize my grace and to respond according to my will. Every present moment is a gift from me to be used towards your own sanctification and salvation. Open your hearts each day to discover if you are fulfilling my will for you in your use of the present moment grace I send you. I am ever present to you, hoping to inspire you in the present moment. Ask me for direction." A note is given to read Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 10. "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we do not lose heart. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. August 20th, 2022. "Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, learn to depend on me, your Papa God, to bring the details of the day together. When things are the most desperate, it is I who can work out the details of every solution. Any insecurity you feel in your heart is due to lack of trust in my provision. It is grace which comes to you, often at the last minute, that solves the most difficult of problems. Be kind to one another and not accusatory. In every present moment I am watching, not to condemn, but to assist. It is my grace that solves problems and uses people to the fullest. Learn to count on unexpected grace in any present moment." A note is given to read Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 10. "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we do not lose heart. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. August 21st, 2022. "Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Just as all are called to a relationship with me through personal holiness, all are called to obedience to my commandments. The depth of each one's holiness is the depth of his obedience to my commandments. Therefore, it behooves every soul to know my commandments, the ways to obey each one, and the ways to transgress each one. This knowledge opens the path to personal holiness. The souls who take this journey to heart are the ones whose prayers I listen to most intently, for they love me and choose to please me through obedience to my commandments. It is one thing to know my commandments. It is quite another to take them to heart and obey them. These days, there are prominent world leaders who haven't a clue what they must do or change to please me through obedience to my commandments. Their objectives are their own and not blessed by me. Is it any wonder the peace of the world is so insecure? A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 21 through 22. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who keep his commandments abide in him, and he in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit which he has given us. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. August 22, 2022, the Feast of the Queenship of Mary. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, devotion to me and my Son means you are not afraid to stand up for the truth in the face of disbelief. This is basically what the Holy Mother did when she gave her yes to becoming the mother of all humanity spiritually. She surrendered her reputation and her life as she knew it without hesitation. For all eternity, she is queen of heaven and earth. When souls first see her as such in heaven, they are overwhelmed not just with her beauty, but with her majestic presence. I cannot express her majesty in words. In human terms, it is not possible. Only when the soul passes from the world into eternity will her grace and presence truly be appreciated. In the world, it is a grace to pray to her. She is the personification of holy love. A note is given to read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 4 through 7 and 13. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. So faith, hope, love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. August 23rd, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, the affairs of the world are directly related to the depth of personal holiness in hearts. Take, for instance, the peaceful conversion of Russia, which was brought about by much prayer. As that prayer and tension tapered off, Russia is returning to her role as political aggressor, the Ukraine. As hearts become less holy, world events take on less of a connection with me and my commandments. All of these things must happen before my son's return. This is no reason to weaken your prayer effort, however. The greater the remnant faithful, the more I will mitigate certain events. A note is given to read Philippians chapter 4, 4 through 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let all men know your forbearance. The Lord is at hand. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. August 24th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, Children, on the feast of the Holy Rosary, the Holy Mother will speak. She will impart her blessing of holy love. I will impart my triple blessing. On that day only, Moses will impart his blessing, which will enable people to find their way to me amidst a secular world. All present will receive it. Heaven's strength will descend upon the people. A note is given to read Psalm 9, 9 through 10. The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. And those who know your name put their trust in you, for you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. August 25th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, Your weakest effort in personal holiness is also your strongest effort, for it is my grace that makes the weak strong. Never be discouraged to believe I will not listen. I am with you, even in your weakest moments.